Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
The battle over the government's plan to sell shares in state energy companies resumed in the House with this question for the Prime Minister, John Key, from opposition leader David Shearer.
Does he think that paying $120 million to multinational merchant bankers Goldman Sachs, Macquarie Capital, Credit Suisse to sell our assets is a good use of government money?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister. Oh.
Mr. Speaker, yes, because we will be realising between $5 and $7 billion worth of capital. But Mr. Speaker, everybody watching this debate understands the difference between Labor and National. Labor want to borrow more money, spend more money, put this country in the hock, and on this side of the House, we want to measure things responsibly.
Mr. Key's answer failed to impress the Speaker, Lockwood Smith.
It's not time for a speech.
After Labor's questions about the cost of the asset sales program were followed up by the Greens, the government retaliated by arranging for its chief whip to put this question to the Minister of Finance.
Michael Woodhouse.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. To the Minister of Finance, what reports has he seen about other publicly funded contracts let in relation to the government's sales program?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I've seen some reports that initially I didn't believe, actually, that the Green Party was using $75,000 of public money to pay for people to collect signatures for a referendum to stop the asset sales.
Questions then turned to the cost of electricity to consumers from partially privatised power companies, with the Minister of Energy and Resources, Phil Heatley, getting into trouble with the Speaker when he failed to come up with an answer.
The Minister's officials have had a couple of hours to work out the arithmetic, and if they can't work it out, they should be sacked. I expect the House deserves an answer.
Lockwood Smith was reluctant to accept Mr. Heatley's claim that there were too many variables to calculate a weighted average of the price charged by suppliers that were not state-owned enterprises.
It's just, to me, a great concern where officials think they can get away without answering a question on notice. And there may be all sorts of reasons why the answer to the question is misleading for a whole range of circumstances the Minister has told the House about. But that doesn't preclude an answer to a question being given.
Mr. Heatley then sought to clarify his answer.
What I said was there are such a range of answers because it depends on such a wide range of factors. Yes, a certain calculations can be made, but you need more input information in order to come up with the information. So that's what I was saying.
Well, order. We won't continue this by way of debate. One of the interesting things is mathematically it is still possible to come to a weighted average, but still, that's only the stupid Speaker who thinks that, the Honourable Clayton Cosgrove.
Oh, we don't think you're stupid, sir.
The argument continued with the House forming itself into a committee for a detailed debate on the government's mixed ownership model bill. Earlier, there were also questions for the Minister of ACC, Judith Collins, from the Greens ACC spokesman, Kevin Haig.
Will she return ACC to the pay-as-you-go funding model outlined in the Green Party's ACC rehabilitation plan and emailed to her this morning? And are there any points in the plan she will not consider implementing?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, I have not yet considered the members' ideas, but whatever outcome we arrive at regarding funding will need to be affordable and responsible, although no formal decision has yet been made on any changes to ACC's funding model. This government does not want to burden future generations of New Zealanders the cost of injuries which occur today, as well as the cost of their own injuries.
Kevin Haig.
Supplementary. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will she implement another point in the plan and ensure that medical assessments are undertaken by practitioners who are independent of the corporation, something that was also recommended in the last major review of ACC undertaken by Judge Trapsky in 1994?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, as I've stated before, I haven't yet had the opportunity to consider the members' ideas, but I'm happy to look at them and to discuss them with him.
Judith Collins then gave the same answer to all Mr. Haig's questions, including this one.
Will she consider another point in the plan, also recommended by Judge Trapsky, that of introducing an ACC ombudsman who would investigate the abuses of process that have characterised the culture of disentitlement in ACC over the last couple of years?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Mr. Speaker, as I've said, I haven't had the opportunity yet to consider the members' ideas, but I'm happy to discuss them with him.
ACC Minister Judith Collins. I'm Tom Frewin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.